Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind. Ay, caramba! I am fucking feeling it today. I got my sombrero on, tequila, lime, salt, a little chihuahua under my arm. Mexico did me real good, and I'm ready to get fucking after it. I mean, not really, because mentally I'm still there, but physically I am somewhere far, far away from a Mexican paradise. Can someone hook me up with a new podcast studio? Please. It's so fucking bad. It's dreary, cold, Guantanamo Bay cell vibes. I used to record this podcast on the floor of my mom's closet, and I gotta say, I fucking miss those days. I want to rip the sound panels off the wall and hang up a tarp of a window, because we don't fucking have one in here, but more so just a picture of the ocean. I want to blast my oceanscape tunes, Beach Boys, some shit like that, and add sand or something. I don't know. It's very drab in here. Oh, by the way, welcome to Sophia with an F, everybody. My name is Sophia. I also go by Marge. I've got my producer here, Alex. Hi.
Hi, Sophia.
How are you?
Amazing. Thank you.
Good. If you haven't yet, people, please rate, review, and subscribe. And I have no shame in begging. I will do this till the day I die. Trust me, you act poor even when you're not. That is sugaring 101, okay? But Mexico, it was a great time. I felt like I was reunited with my family.
What?
Absolutely the wrong kind of Spanish. My family is from Argentina. But it was like being with extended family. You know, Alex?
Okay.
We speak the same language. We see each other. I was practicing my Spanish fucking left and right. ¿Dónde están los baños?
Oh my God.
My mom is listening to this fucking cringing. Yes. Like, why did I spend your first 5 years of your life teaching you any Spanish? And no, I wasn't fucking practicing. I said that in case my mom is listening to make her proud. But the trip was great. The effort that I put into this trip was below zero. You know those influencers who complain about how their jobs are so hard because vacation is work for them?
Yes.
I mean, it's true, but I am not one of those fucking influencers. I feel no need to do any kind of fucking work, and it's fabulous. Every morning, I would wake up, roll out of my bed, complain about the 200 steps I had to take to the beach, and just fucking lay sprawled out like a fucking beached whale just waiting to be pushed back into the fucking ocean. Which, speaking of ocean, Alex, I put a slutty ass bikini on that fucking was shoved up my butt crack like a thong. I put some makeup on so I could take some thotty pictures. I walked into the ocean barely, okay? Toes, foot, calves, just fucking inched my way in there, not even waist deep. And I am taking pictures. Alex, when I tell, well, first of all, you know, I have a fear of tsunamis.
Oh, yes. So major.
Major.
We're in the middle of Utah and she's still fucking like wakes up in the middle of the night and is like, tsunami!
They are fucking terrifying. Look it up. Watch the movie The Impossible. And I have an article that I posted once. I'm going to post it again. Scariest natural disaster ever, 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 ever. But that's okay. You know, we are in Utah. But you never fucking know. The Salt Lake. Oh, I did not just try to fucking say that shit. Excuse my ignorance, okay? Anyways, I'm standing there. This wave comes rolling in and I fucking backflip Alex on to my fucking back and I get like swept under the fucking current. Just did my hair and makeup. I cut open my leg on coral. Like it was so fucking.
I would pay so much money to see that.
I would too. I would fucking too. It was really embarrassing. Besides that, it was a really good time. And maybe I just won't ever be one of those, you know, keep your hair perfect the whole trip girls. And I don't need to be. My personality?
Mm-hmm.
Please. So that was my Mexico trip. Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband, Art, and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider-looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and wider with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. And another piece of technology coming to ruin our fucking lives. Technology failed us again. I have heard about this particular thing happening. I always thought it was an urban legend. You know, Alex?
The Sasquatch. The Loch Ness Monster.
The Y2K computer bug scare that you would have no fucking idea about because you're a fetus.
Mm-hmm.
I was 8 years old when that happened, so I'm going to shut the fuck up. Anyways, technology. So, my guy friend calls me the other day in tears. We're just going to call him James to protect his identity because you fucking sleuths,
Sleuths, get it? Sleuths. They're like insane fucking CIA agents. Yes. And you guys can't be trusted. I love you, but you're maniacs. So James and his girlfriend have been dating since, I don't know, forever. Like as long as I've known them, 7, 6 years. Recently, they have not been doing so well. I also want to point out that James is actually one of the few good guys on planet Earth, 100% loyal guy, a unicorn. But since things were already on the rocks, I guess, he was starting to just feel a little bit insecure, which I understand. I feel like that when everything's going fantastic, because then I'm like, why are things going so well?
Yes.
I need to freak the fuck out. Marge, kindly shut the fuck up. Sophia is back. So this is where shit gets crazy. The other night, his girlfriend, we'll call her Tiffany, she was supposed to get off work around 9 or something and go over to his house. They had it planned all fucking day. She gets off work at her usual time. She texts James, "Babe, I'm so tired. I'm just going to go home and shower and sleep. I have work again early tomorrow." Something like that. James was like, "Cool, I understand. No big deal." But, and we have all fucking been here before, his spidey senses started to tingle. Why is this bitch going to bed at 10 p.m. when I know that is not the type of fucking bitch she is? This girl stays up to like 2 a.m. regularly. So around midnight, he decides to check his Apple Watch. This is where you need to listen up. James and his girl shared Apple Watch activity, which, side note, he made me promise to include that he is not crazy and he never checks that shit. And I believe him. He is one of the most sane, calm, cool, collected, cool as a cucumber people I know. So I don't know. Maybe like I will fucking expose him. I'm going to drop his Instagram handle for any sleuths who are looking for the one last faithful man on planet Earth. Because I know him.
Should I date him?
Alex, you won't go near him with a 10-foot fucking pole. You'd Why? Ruin his life. You think I'm going to trust you around people I care about? You're absolutely wrong. Anyways, so spidey senses tingling, ho senses going off. James checks her Apple Watch activity. Why did he see that she was burning calories rapidly at 2 a.m.? Alex, what are some activities that you can be doing at 2 a.m. to be burning that many calories? Tell me a few, please.
Masturbating. Or okay. If you're like me, learning a TikTok dance.
Oh, my fucking God.
Fucking.
Fucking. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ding, ding, ding. Fucking. You would have to be rapidly masturbating. Like, holy. Who does a TikTok dance at 2 a.m.?
I do.
Okay. Well, anyways, she was fucking someone. She was cheating. That's exactly what she was doing. You know what's even more fucked up than this bitch cheating on my friend? Is the fact that she was wearing an Apple Watch while fucking. That is the real crime here. Alex, as someone who owns an Apple Watch, do you fucking stay strapped when you have sex with that thing?
Okay, the thing is, I used to until this guy actually called me out on it.
No, he did not.
Which I'm glad he did it sooner than later because Jesus Christ.
Actually, Jesus Christ is like a fucking ankle monitor on your wrist and it's embarrassing. As he should. Oh my God, I'm just like imagining myself completely naked with that thing on and I'm getting secondhand embarrassment. I have an Oura ring, which is basically the same thing as an Apple Watch, and that shit has never alerted me of physical activity ever after having sex.
Okay, well, that's embarrassing. You're laying there like a dead fish. At least my fucking watch catched mine, okay?
I must really be like a lousy fuck. Mm-hmm. Like I must just lay there, starfish. Like that's fucking, I mean, how much work do you have to put into sex for it to detect it? Holy shit. What are you guys out there doing?
Ooh, that's for me to know and for you to find out.
I mean, I will admit, like I really have one position. It's on my back, But at the same time, like, my heart accelerates. Like, I'm doing some activity. Whatever.
Maybe you're just fit.
Thank you. I'm so fit that it just doesn't, it can't even catch it. Mm-hmm. I'd have to be running a fucking triathlon for it to do that. But death to the fucking Apple Watch. They're fugly and they will get you caught cheating. I mean, or on the flip side, if you're suspicious and suspect something is off from your Apple Watch wearing partner in crime from Spy Kids, leave them and, you know, find someone who wears a fucking Rolex. I don't know. I don't even know why his girlfriend would ever use the I'm just going to bed early tonight lie. I hate that lie. I feel like it's way too risky.
That is my go-to.
Are you serious?
Yes, I will turn my phone off, say it died, and just hope for the best.
No way. No, no. There are way too many fucking things that can go wrong that, like, you won't be able to explain.
Like what? Your phone's dead.
No. Okay. Let me give you a fucking example. Think about all the people you could see by accident on the way to your side bitch's house. Ooh. What if you run out of gas? What if you're at a stoplight and his fucking roommate fucking pulls up next to you and sees you? Like, there are so many fucking things that can just go wrong. I usually don't try to come up with shit. I'm like, I will just deal with the consequences later. I just let the lie reveal itself to me as the night goes on. What's another fucking catastrophic blow up here? There's nothing new. I just gear up for a huge blowout fight later.
Okay, so you make plans behind your boyfriend's back and you literally don't tell him anything and just ghost him. You just disappear.
I mean, I've done that. Okay, well, my go-to is usually pretending a friend called me in distress because her boyfriend broke up with her. She caught him cheating or something. And she just really needs me right now.
Okay, wait. Yeah, I have done that, actually.
I think that one is the go-to. Because then you could be like, babe, like, I had to go to the bar with her. Like, that's yeah. why we were out, you know?
Babe, what I mean? I had to have sex with this guy. My friend was crying.
She needed to live vicariously through me, babe. Like, you don't fucking get it. We're close. I don't know. I've said some wild shit. I've also done some wild shit to try to cover my tracks. Oh, my God. I remember this one time when I was in LA. I snuck out while my boyfriend was asleep in the bed next to me to go to, like, a party or fuck this guy. I honestly can't remember. And when I came back, I was locked out of the Airbnb.
Oh, my God.
And I couldn't just knock on the door and make up an excuse like, oh, my God, like, I had to go take a phone call or whatever. I was standing in heels, a club dress, my purse, and a full face of fucking makeup. So, I mean, what I ended up doing is I ended up spending the entire day with my Uber driver. The day I spent with my Uber driver, holy shit. But I will save that story for another time. But, like, I mean, I've been shady as fuck. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just know you can't get away with it. So you just fucking spend the day with your Uber driver. But I think it's time to move on. Welcome to SLU University, bitches. Spend the day with your Uber driver. Okay, the curriculum, been a little tough. Wouldn't you agree, Alex?
Yes, definitely.
This semester has been fucking rough, so we're going to take it easy today. We're having a movie day. I mean, were those not the fucking best days in middle school, high school, college, grad school? I can't imagine they do those in grad school, but what the fuck do I know? And if you behave correctly, I might let you out a little early. We are going to discuss fake bitches with fake designer bags. So me, okay? Once upon a time, I was just a small town girl who moved to New York City with a couple bucks in my pocket and an empire state of mind. And I discovered Canal Street. Oh, the places you will go where you can buy knockoff everything. Chanel, Louis Vuitton, Gucci's, Hermes, Rolex watches. Men, if you think this isn't about you, you are the worst fucking offenders. Let me tell you right now.
Wait, so it's like a street with a bunch of shops on it with fake
designer? This is an illegal cooperation.
Really?
Yes. They do not have storefronts. They are undercover. They will literally have like trash bags laid out with all the designer shit. And the second the police come, they hurry and wrap it all up and run.
Shut up.
It's wild. Wow. And it's really fun. And my experience, well, my first one is I had a lady approach me. She got on her flip phone, told me to follow her into an alleyway where another lady then took me to the trunk of her car, opened it up. I bought it all. Oh, I was so excited. I could not believe I had just scammed the world and bought $20,000 worth of designer shit for a total of $400. When I tell you, the mini Louis V backpack that I bought disintegrated in my hands on the way out. I wore that shit one time and the strap like ripped at the seams. It was so fucking bad. I absolutely went back and I tried it again and again and again. But my point is, I have no shame in calling my dusty ass out. None. And the thing is it's a total faux pas in the real world. Excuse me, talk about a double entendre. Faux means false or fake in French. We're talking about fake bags. I just said it's a faux pas to rock them. I mean, am I kind of smart? No. But do they pay me enough? Also, no.
Oh my God.
Bone apple teeth, bitches. I know how to speak French. But people are mortified to admit they have fake anything. Someone complimented my mom on a fake bag that I got her forever ago. And I was like, oh my God, like surely we got it for $40 on Canal Street. And when I tell you, my mom almost jumped across the kitchen counter to gouge my eyes out.
I could totally picture that too.
And I'm repeating it now. And she's going to be pissed that I'm saying it again. But a lot of women die of embarrassment if their fake shit is exposed. Sex in the City, Samantha Jones, classic scene. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I walk around announcing to the world it's fake per se. But if you ask me about it, like, girl, I'm going to tell you who my dealer is. Chinatown minivan, tinted windows, my dealer. And then I mix it in with some real designer, you know, that I don't pay for, but still, because you got to keep people guessing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. One real thing, the rest fake. They'll never know what hit them. But Alex, all jokes aside, let's have an honest discussion.
Okay.
And this is going to be educational. If you see someone rocking a designer bag, assuming it's real, do you think differently of that person?
Mm.
Out in public, you just see a lady leaving Starbucks with a Birkin and a fur coat. Ooh, I should not have said fur coat in front of Alex. Faux fur, but expensive.
Okay, thank you. Don't trigger the vegan.
I know.
No, honestly, I don't think I do. Unless it was a fucking Michael Kors, then I would judge the fuck out of you for having an ugly bag.
I was wondering where the fuck you were going to go with that shit. I don't know. I feel like I'm the type of person, I'm susceptible to that type of shit. Like if I see a woman with a bag like that, or I'm at the airport and all of her shit, all of her fucking luggage is Louis Vuitton, whatever. I fall for it. I kind of look at them differently, to be honest. Alex looks pissed right now. You think I'm shallow? You think I'm superficial?
No. Okay, yeah, I guess. Like, I'll look at them and be like, damn, I got this fucking suitcase from TJ Maxx. I would really love if I was carrying Louis Vuitton.
Okay, so you are kind of susceptible to it, too.
Yeah.
I will say, though, this is one thing is a lot of it just has to do with the person rocking it. Do you know what I mean? Because I think being wealthy or having class, you have an aura about you, an energy about you. Uh-huh. Do you know how many people are rocking fucking Cartier watch, all of the above, and they have maxed out every fucking credit card? They just don't know how to use their money.
You're right.
So it's really fucking stupid. So I don't know why I fall for it, but.
Well, yeah. And like the richest people in the world, like fucking look at Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos. Like they look like they just walked out of Macy's.
It's
like,
so true.
Fucking Fruit of the Loom. White cotton t-shirt.
It's so fucking true. So, I mean, I was just very interested in that. I think it's our society's obsession with designer shit is stupid, and I am still obsessed with it. My boyfriend thinks designer stuff is so fucking stupid, especially with the gaudy logos. He thinks it's the tackiest fucking shit. He bought me an authentic Chanel bag when we first started dating. After I threatened him. And he tried to get me one without the double CC emblem on the front of the bag. So it didn't look as tacky. And I was like, did you fall and bump your pretty little fucking head on the ground? That is like the whole fucking point, you moron. Why am I going to get a super expensive bag and not use it to make everyone jealous of me and think I'm rich?
Yeah.
Hello.
How's anyone supposed to know that bag was $8,000?
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. So, I don't know. Can you really tell if a bag is fake? That's my real question. Because, I mean, there are some high-end fake shit out there. And usually the factories that produce real and fake designer pieces are one and the same. You're still paying a pretty, pretty, pretty penny for high-end fakes. So in my opinion, it's like either get the real thing or just get the fake, fake thing, you know?
Yeah, good point.
That just falls apart after first use, but still.
Single use.
Yes. That's exactly what our environment needs, people. I just don't believe that you can spot fakes, really. People say you can, and like, it's so easy. Oh my God. I don't think you can. Actually, I posted this picture on Instagram. It is definitely still up, but it was taken from super far away. And I am rocking my trusty, dusty, fake nude Chanel bag. And I had a bunch of bitches call me out, like multiple comments. How the fuck can you notice from an Instagram picture that probably had a filter on it where I'm standing 300 feet away from the camera that it's fake?
That's insane.
You can't. But also, like, it's fucking fake as fuck, and it looks really fucking fake. I brought it into this room to show Alex.
It looks really fucking fake, guys.
It's like coming apart at like the seams.
Yeah, like the fucking Chanel logo is lopsided. It's not even centered.
Also, though, would you rock this bag?
Absolutely. I am borrowing it this weekend.
You asked me if like you could have it.
I'm not kidding. I did.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how these bitches could tell. However, I do want to point out I did post a picture with a real Chanel bag before and people have commented that's fake. So maybe it's just people trying to be mean for fucking no reason, mm-hmm. per usual. You know what we need? We need to create a service, I'm TMing it right now, that pays a stranger to compliment your fake designer bag in public so that the people you're with think it's fucking real.
Dude, that is genius.
I'm sorry. Hire some bitch off Craigslist. Dude, that could make you some fucking money.
Dude, for real.
I do want to say something. I do remember talking to this guy in New York, and he was telling me how to spot a fake Rolex. And I almost spit out my martini. He said that you can tell by listening to the dial on the watch. And if it makes a ticking noise, it's fake because real Rolexes don't make noise. And the dial just goes around in one smooth motion.
Whoa.
So, excuse me, if you're looking for a sugar daddy and he's rocking a Rolex, you better ask that bitch if you can try on his watch because you want one, daddy, and put it up to your ear and fucking listen. I love, that's my favorite hack, I think, today.
Yes.
I want to grab everyone with a Rolex's fucking wrist and put it up to my earlobe. I mean, I will admit, though, bags and stuff, kind of difficult. Fake jewelry of any capacity, I think, is easier to tell. If your boyfriend gets you anything from anywhere, Cartier, please check the inside of it for verification. If you want to hear the funniest story I've ever fucking heard about receiving a fake Cartier as a gift, go back to episode 30 and listen to me and my bestie Fabi talk about her experience with that. I mean, how fucking wild was that story, Alex?
So fucking crazy.
If you open your eyes, realize, real lies.
And open your ears, apparently, if it's a Rolex.
Thank you. So, you know, next time you ask your friend to look at her bracelet or her ring or whatever it is, and she starts twitching and freaking out, you probably caught her red-handed. My biggest tip and what I want to leave you with is, if you're going to go and buy something fake, please, please, please go during the day. That was the biggest fucking mistake I made. I showed up like as they were closing at night. And let me just tell you what I purchased there and what I fucking opened when I got home. Two different things. You would be shocked at how the color gold can fucking change from night to daytime. I don't know if it was gold, aqua, rust. Like, it was just fucking crazy. And moral of the story, sleuths, just don't get caught. But if you do, just own up to it. I would rather you wear a blatantly obvious $12 rusty fake ass Cartier watch than an Apple Watch any fucking day.
God, give it up. All right.
If you are going to order a fake Birkin off DHgate for $32, then so be it. But you better have fucking real Birkin confidence too.
Ooh, Sade, about to go to the club to get crunk with Britney.
Why is that the only song? And try not to get into a fight or anything, because if someone pulls on that handle a little too hard, that shit will evaporate into thin air. It will fucking disappear. And that's it, class. You have proven yourself worthy, and I'm letting you out early. And there's no homework this weekend.
Ooh.
I mean, Professor of the Year, President Next. Now, I usually spend 99.9% of this podcast bullshitting, but I want to be serious for a moment and touch on something way more important than me drinking copious amounts of tequila. Before I get into this, I want to give a trigger warning for domestic violence. I'm sure most of you have heard or seen the name Gabby Petito recently. Gabby was a 22-year-old girl who went missing a few weeks ago, and they just found her body. This story is just like truly fucking heartbreaking. Now, Gabby's fiance is refusing to cooperate with the police and is on the run. There was also video footage released of him with scratches on his face and Gabby crying. And there was an anonymous caller who said that they saw him slap Gabby before she went missing. The reason I am bringing up this tragic story is because I would like to quickly talk about the dangers and realities of domestic violence, manipulation, and really just how our legal system fails women every single day. And a lot of times they're shut down, discredited, and ignored. And unfortunately, in this situation and many others, it was too late. So abuse comes in so many forms. And we often don't see it coming. So I would like to quickly share the 8 mental and emotional signs of domestic violence that you can use to help yourself or someone in need. The first one, intensity. If you find yourself in the early stages of dating and they show concerning signs of intensity or love bombing, take note. Number 2, jealousy. Irrational jealousy is a telltale sign of who they could end up being later down the line once you are comfortable. Number three, control. Telling you how to dress, who you can hang out with. It's never okay. Number four, isolation. Insisting you only spend time with them. You have to bring them to every girls' night. I don't care if you are best friends with him. Your gut, you know, your intuition will feel when it's not normal. And believe yourself when it does. Next, criticism. Ridiculing you, calling you names, insulting your intelligence. This is brainwashing. It is brainwashing you to feel worthless. And anyone tells you something enough times, you will start to believe it. Trust me. Next, sabotage. Starting a huge fight before you're supposed to go out with your friends, ruining your birthday, throwing tantrums, stealing your keys or car so you can't leave. These are very real things. Number seven, blame. Making you feel guilty or responsible for their destructive behavior or aggression. Blaming their childhood or the world around them. And just point blank refusing to take accountability, especially if they pull the "I'm going to kill myself if you leave" card. You need to run. And the last one, anger. Overreacting to small shit, losing their temper often, violent outbursts. He didn't just have a slip up or lose his cool. It will happen again. And you really need to believe people when they show you who they are the first time. I mean, I know my mom told me from a very young age, even raising their voice, that is a boundary that really should not be crossed. Abuse is real in every capacity. Just because he didn't hit you does not mean the situation is not abusive. He punched a hole in the wall, he broke something, he stole your belongings, but he didn't hit you. It's still abuse. So, sleuths, if these men are not going to get the help they need to get, if the law is not going to do their part in protecting its citizens, then we need to band together and be there for each other, girl to girl, whether it be for yourself, your mother, your sister, your friend, or a random girl you see on the street. We need to stick together and help each other because a lot of people won't. And I want to end this by reiterating that women are abused and abducted every single day from all walks of life, ethnicities, religious backgrounds. Every single one of them deserves this attention and media concern. Every single one. Okay, so that was a little different than what we usually do here, but again, so important. And now back to our regularly scheduled programming and debauchery.
And I would like to add, if anyone is going through this, just know that you are not alone and you can reach out to Sophia and I whenever, and we are here for you.
Absolutely, Alex. Thank you for saying that. We are here, sleuths. We have been through our fair share of shit, so just know you are not alone. And now let's move into what I know and love.
Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's five floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. Or a treadmill, for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town. And we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Questions of the motherfucking week has and will always be my favorite part of the week. SOS, please someone help me and help our Sleuths. Okay, first question. Sophia, help. My best friend is dating a car guy. We all know the kind of guy I'm talking about. He treats her with less respect than his car that he absolutely worships. He told her she can only drive it if she obeys everything he tells her to do. It's like a 2012 Lexus. how do I help her see how fucked up that is? Apparently, he's good in bed, and I think she likes being in a relationship, but being cared for less than a 2012 fucking Lexus should ring alarm bells. Thanks for all the healthy, toxic advice. Sincerely, a slutty with a booty.
Ooh.
I'm stealing that slut. Okay. You need to pull up Carfax or fucking Kelly Blue Book right fucking now. Find out how much his stupid little Lexus from Texas 2012 is worth and ask her, ask your friend if she thinks on the open market if she's worth 40K. Because I'm assuming it's like roughly that much. Ask your friend that, and I want to hear her fucking answer. I hate men like this. Hate, hate, hate. I know this exact type of dude. They are the worst. The dudes that do the meetups in the fucking parking lots of grocery stores. God. The car meetups.
Yes.
The car meets.
Yes.
Whatever they're fucking called. And they're in their little fucking Subarus with loud engines. Mm-hmm. Please. Please. Let me guess. This is the type of guy that at every red light, he tries to race the car next to me.
Oh my God.
Every single one. I can't stand it. Alex, what do you think?
I mean, I don't know shit about cars. I'm assuming, like, if he's so obsessed with this 2012 Lexus, he probably put, like, a wing on it on the back or, like, a big engine or something.
Yes.
But what do you mean obey everything he tells her to do?
Oh,
like,
right.
He's like, I want you to eat this Dorito off the floor. Or like,
yeah, wait, is it like a Dom sub thing between you, him, and the car? You know, this guy frequents a car show. I mean, he gets the VIP tickets. He fucking has his own booth. Like, he lives for that shit. He needs to take her to one of those. And she needs to go looking so fucking hot. And she needs to talk to every single dude that has a nicer car than her man.
Yeah, a 2021 Lexus. Uh-huh. Take that.
That's the funniest part of this. A 2012 Lexus. Mm-hmm. I don't care what wing, flap, flipper, I don't know what the fuck you call it, you put on your car to make it more expensive. Like, get a life, okay? I fucking hate this guy. I don't know why I'm so pissed. Okay, next. So I moved in with my boyfriend about 4 months ago. The first 2 months, I did not have to split rent with him as I did not have a real job, but I did everything around the house, including taking his dog out 3+ times a day and feeding her. Now I have a real job and he wants to split the rent 50-50, which I see, but he makes $20,000 more than I do a year. For reference, our rent is only $1,150 total. I also pay for my stuff when we go out the majority of the time, and I'm still doing all the work around the house, cleaning, laundry, etc. He wants to plan a big vacation where we will pay our own way. Am I being a spoiled brat or is this normal? Thanks. P.S. He has no student loans. His parents could afford his college, and I do.
Jesus. Oh. This guy must have a huge penis because something is not adding up here. You said you didn't have to pay when you didn't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you get fired on accident?
Okay.
Go back to that lifestyle.
That was a fucking stroke of genius, Alex. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why don't you just go ahead and be the little housewife that he is treating you
exactly.
as?
Exactly.
Boom, boom, done. All right. Okay, there are a couple things that bother me about this question. Number one is I don't like that she says I pay for my stuff when we go out the majority of the time and like he wants her to pay for vacation. I don't like when people do that in general.
Mm-mm.
If I go out with my friends, girl, you get the first round of drinks. I'll get dinner. You get drinks all night. Like whatever. However yes. you need to split it up. Uh-huh. You don't sit there fucking itemizing the bill and like going Dutch.
Yeah.
So I hate him.
Yeah, no, he sounds like a real piece of work.
He does. And when she said, you know, no student loans, his parents could afford his college, that implies to me that maybe he just doesn't know any better. You know, I mean, I don't know if he grew up spoiled or what it is, but maybe you really just need to give him a reality check. Also, I think that the way that you pay for rent and for a lot of things in your relationship, it's not just 50-50. It doesn't work that way. Mm-mm. If he makes, you know, a significant amount more than you, then he needs to pay. I mean, do the fucking math. You know, like divide, do the fraction, whatever. He owes more in rent than you do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like him. And that includes that he pays for a house cleaner and a dog sitter, which it sounds like that is your responsibility and you're the only person that takes care of it. And it sounds like he should be paying you then directly.
Yes.
Send him your fucking routing number. I don't like him. I don't like his rat dog. I just don't like it. And I also, he can't even take her on a vacation.
I know. Like, treat her to a little something. Like, they have to split the check. She has to pay for her own flight.
Dude.
I'll throw up.
No, no. I'm sorry. You don't need to be dating a super rich guy. It's just, are we old school, Alex? Do we need to get with the program? Girl, just break up with him, please. Have a conversation with him, but then you know what the fuck to do. Okay, next question. So I am a 20-year-old college student who recently started hooking up with a guy in his mid-30s. He's so fucking hot, rich, and the sex is amazing. The only thing is, when we are having sex, he always wants me to play with his nipples. I've seriously never had a guy want this before, but maybe that's because I've only been fucking younger bitch boys. I don't know. Is this normal? Please help. Love you. Ooh.
That is wild.
Okay. First and foremost, this has nothing to do with age, except maybe, you know, as men get older, they might be more in tune with their sexuality and are not afraid to ask for it. I actually, Alex, like, I vaguely remember a dude wanting me to pinch his nipples.
Really?
I don't remember who. I don't remember how. Guys, that is what my sex past is like.
Oh, there she is.
It's a little blurry sometimes. I vaguely remember it. I think he liked me inflicting pain. Girl, if getting his nipples pinched is his fetish, I'm letting you know right now that is child's play compared to what's out there. True. There is a wedgie fetish. There are men that want to be dressed up as babies and you change their diaper and you burp that. Like, there's a whole slew of things. So just fucking pinch me. I'm Irish. Get used to it and start doing it all the time. Oh, what are those things that you hang clothes with?
A hanger?
No, Alex. Oh, my God. The outside. It's like a clamp. A clothespin? It's called a clothespin.
Oh, a clothespin. You said it's so weird. You hang laundry outside on a line. I'd be like, oh, fucking clothespin. You're like, what is the thing you hang clothes with? A fucking hanger?
I love how Alex says a hanger, a clamp, and then she goes, a clothespin. Oh, you did not know, Alex. So stop pretending. You've never heard of that in your
life. Guys, what did you think of when she fucking said, what do you hang your clothes with? Thank you, hanger.
Sorry, I'm trying to do a show right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I would take it up a notch and I would use a clothespin and put those on his nipples. He'd probably love it. Show him who's boss.
Little girl, boss up.
Little girl's boss up, please. Alex, are you ready to boss up? Because I want you to read this next question.
Yes.
Thank you. Take it away, sister.
Hey, Sophia, love the show. I have a fun tip for women or men. My friend and I were complaining about how hard it is to find a decent man on dating apps. My friend had the brilliant idea to bake cookies and drive over to the fire station down the road and give the cookies to the cute fireman who worked there. Genius! We put on cute miniskirts and spent an hour talking to all the cute guys there. They loved us and gave us tons of attention, and my friend even got the guy's phone number. We figured even if they weren't cute, we were still doing a good deed and showing gratitude. It ended up working so well for us. And a month later, we did the same thing, but at a Home Depot. This time, I got a guy's number and we ended up dating for a few months. Stay creative, sleuths. I like it.
It's really, really sweet and really cute. So these girls bake cookies and they take them to fire stations and Home Depots.
Mm-hmm.
Can they not like just try a doctor's office? Just like, I don't know, the attorney's office, just something.
You're talking like salary wise.
Yes.
Like go for the rich guy.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? The firefighters, hot. They do an amazing thing for our country. I love you so much. I get that one. That's actually like a really common fantasy for women. Maybe just like you do a Home Depot one week and a Lowe's next time. What's higher up than a Home Depot?
Are you willing?
What? Those aren't even the same thing. Guys, we are exhausted and we are not thinking clearly. I apologize. This is a really smart idea. For anyone listening who wants to meet people, I don't care where you fucking go. It's the same shit as having a newborn puppy, except better. You have free food. You have a plate of warm cookies to pass out. It doesn't matter where you go. You're going to have a lot of people coming up to you and talking to you. Pair that with a mini skirt and a little look on your face.
Unstoppable.
God damn. Okay. Good luck, girlfriend. Oh, sleuths. Another week. I just love you guys so fucking much. As always, subscribe. And Alex, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at AlexFranco_meow.
And you can find me, Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y, everywhere, okay? About to start posting a shit ton of TikToks. We'll see. Okay, guys, I love you so, so much. Greedy Yacht Club merch. That shit is going fast, by the way. And I will see you guys next week. We have something a little bit special planned. Mwah!